The Royal Road to Happiness by Virginia Brantberg.
Today we're talking about a verse of scripture that has such a world in it that we couldn't begin to exhaust it. God's word says, "If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." The words happy and do mean so much in this passage. Some time ago, I was reading an article by Mr. Glasson in Forbes magazine, and this is an excerpt from it. Everyone is after the same thing in life, and that is happiness. Just to have a good time seems to be the purpose of life to some people. Unfortunately, most of them blunder until their short lives are nearly over before they find out what a good time really is. Eventually, after having plenty of troubles, folks learn that success and happiness does not mean grabbing everything we want. Herbert Glasson said it takes a long time to find happiness, and you have to go about it the right way. I certainly agree that happiness is one of the things that we all want. But happiness is to many only a holy grail, that if they miss finding it, they feel they've missed the supreme purpose in life. There's a little poem by Ella Wheeler Wilcox called "I've Lost the Road to Happiness," and it goes something like this. "I've lost the road to happiness. Does anyone know it, pray? I was dwelling there when the morn was fair, but somehow I wandered away. I saw rare treasure and scenes of pleasure and ran to pursue them when, lo, I had lost the road to happiness and knew not whither to go." Now I take the liberty to paraphrase the next verse. Have you lost the road to happiness? Oh, I can lead you back. Take the road marked obedience to the right up God's own track. So where can you find real happiness? It's found by obeying God. The mother of happiness is plain old-fashioned obedience, and everyone who has been blessed in Jesus Christ has followed the path of obedience. Joy is always the result of obedience. God's word says, "If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." I want you to remember that verse. It's true. A will yielded to God brings rest of spirit, a heart right with God brings joy, and a mind stayed on God brings peace. Someone once said that perfect obedience would be perfect happiness if we had perfect confidence in the one we are obeying. Isn't that a wonderful thought? It's reasonable, too, for if the heart is right with God and you're walking in obedience to His word, He can then fulfill all of His wonderful promises, and who would not find happiness then? Many people think that they are unhappy because of conditions and circumstances around them. But that isn't it. Unhappiness is a result of what's wrong in the heart. People are at war with themselves because they are out of harmony with God. Christ did not teach that the quest for happiness should be abandoned, but that you must go about the right way of finding it. Christ taught happiness, but He made it very plain that there are wrong ways of pursuing it. He knew every phase of human longing for happiness and that the wrong pursuit of it was one of the world's greatest problems. Jesus said, "I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man will take from you." He said, "Ask and receive, that your joy may be full." And He promised that one of the first fruits of the Spirit would be joy. There are so many scriptures along this line to prove that joy comes to Christians that we don't have time to mention them all. But this kind of joy is entirely different from the gaiety that the world calls happiness. This strong, confident message of happiness runs triumphantly all through the Word of God, so don't think that when you become a Christian it's some long-faced affair, all fenced in and hard and dark. Christ set forth the fundamentals of happiness and told us that we should have joy and ask and receive that your joy may be full. And He revealed to the world that they are on the wrong path to happiness if they just strive for happiness as a goal in itself, because that's just to chase a shadow and never catch the substance at all. Joy and happiness are not things from the outside that you can pour into your heart, but rather they spring up from within the heart as a God-given miracle resulting from yielding to the will of God and putting your life utterly in God's hands. Is this an unthought-of way of happiness to you? Does it seem surreal that you can find happiness by making Jesus Christ the master of your life? Tens of thousands of people today are testifying that they found happiness in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. He can do it for you. He wants to do it for you. Are you dissatisfied, distraught, and frustrated? Why not give God a chance at your heart? Before you again start up some wrong trail to find just another dead end of dissatisfaction or frustration, why not read God's Word? You'll find there what the will of God is for you. You'll find God's way for you. Is it strange that God can fully satisfy your soul? Oh, He can. He's still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.